Welcome to KGXT, Gen X Talks podcast, live from Central California. Making plans with the boys. I'm gonna hit the town. Yeah, I'm gonna make some noise. I'll push past the pain and my wounded pride. I'm gonna live it up. Yeah, stay out all night. But sure, I've had some better times. And I can't.
Pretty soon you're going to be yelling at me.
I'm not going to yell at you.
I don't have any clothes. Why aren't you doing laundry? When is it going to get done?
I don't say that stuff. What are you talking about?
Oh, yes, you do. I don't have any shirts.
Okay, first of all, why did you even bring up laundry? I was talking about the microphone setup and stuff, and now all of a sudden...
Because how you said black, and I'm looking at black, and I'm looking at your shirt, and...
Okay, when I wear the donut shirt, then that's, yes, I'm kind of hitting the end of the...
I know.
I'm hitting the end of the laundry cycle when
And
I'm,
see, here it comes.
I wasn't complaining. I didn't say a word to you about it. You brought up the laundry. Since you said something...
Could you just start the podcast?
I started it 5 minutes ago.
Would you just... Okay.
My God. Oh, my God.
You never tell me when you're doing it.
Because as soon as I press... I'm over here. I get everything set. And then as soon as I press the button, you... always, without fail, start running your mouth about, did you take the aluminum cans out of the truck? Why is there a rake in the back?
There's rabbit food in the back of your truck that hasn't been taken out.
You always do. I press record and think.
I have a list of things, man.
Oh, my God.
Would you start the podcast?
I started the podcast.
I meant, would you do the announcement?
Oh, the intro. Yeah, welcome to the Gen X Talks podcast, brought to you by KGXT Studios, coming to you live 200 feet below occupied California in a secure bunker not to be disclosed anytime soon. How was that?
Good.
I can't talk about Loud One.
Why?
Like as a sponsor.
Why?
He's broke. He's beyond broke. He fucked up his truck like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, wow. What happened to it?
Well, we were fucking fly. God damn it, piece of shit, mother. Sorry.
It's just a fly.
He's flying in my face.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. That'd be like taking a drone to Mount Rushmore. You don't do that. Yeah. Abraham Lincoln to swat your ass. All right. So I had a phone call with Loud One. He's a truck driver. He does booze, big stuff. And, he was stuck. At first, he tells me he's just stuck. And he had fuel injector problems, as I'm fucking up my whole gig right here. Fuel injection, leaking bucket, seats, cylinder. It's a diesel, so it's not like my forte. But I know some of it. And okay. So he's telling me about it. And the short version is that he was getting engine coolant into his fuel system.
That sounds bad.
Yeah. So when his fuel system was trying to run the engine, it was also spraying not only diesel into the engine to get it to run, it was also spraying coolant, green, you know, antifreeze. So after a while, the engine quits running.
Of course.
And so he's like clunk, clunk, and the people he's working with, they're like waiting on, they're putting together stages for concerts. You can't be a day late. You can't be a dollar short. So he's telling me all this stuff. And that it all worked itself out. He got another truck, got the thing, but he couldn't get his truck to the garage because he had called around because he knows people all over the country. So he's, I didn't make this up. This really happened.
Okay.
He gets the arrangements made so everything's where it's supposed to be. And then he tells, hey, I got to get my truck. So he's got to get off the highway to a certain point. He's got to go just a few miles on a kind of a country mountain road, but he can't drive.
Why?
His engine won't run.
Oh, okay. Like it's shut down.
It's shut down.
Okay.
So he sends me a video of this from the guy behind him. This is a true story. I'm going to destroy it after we're done talking. The semi behind him.
Okay.
Gets behind his semi with his 40-foot trailer, starts pushing him down the windy, hilly highway. So Loud One's up there wrestling this fucking... God damn it, I'm really beating the shit out of this thing, aren't I? He's wrestling...
Because now he's manually turning the wheel.
He's fucking wrestling this truck. And the truck behind him comes up and hits the back of him. Boom. till they make good contact. Then he gives him a push for, you know, and then backs off and lets him go for the, gets up again, hits the back of his truck. I can't even tell you how many things could have gone wrong with
that. Oh my goodness.
Now, the funny part was that when you talk about the video and people look at this video, that this guy, this is the great part. The guy behind him doing the pushing, not only is he fucking around driving this semi, pushing the semi in front of him, which he shouldn't be doing, he's also got a phone in his hand.
Oh God. And was he fully loaded also?
Probably, yeah. Oh, they're going to the same place. So he's filming it. He's filming it while he's with one hand, while he's pushing Loud One with his other hand. Loud One's up there doing the Tasmanian shuffle, trying to hold that steering wheel. Now, maybe Loud One's truck could idle. Maybe it could idle. I don't think it did, mm-hmm. but that would at least give him a little power steering, maybe some brakes. Maybe some headlights, because that was the other thing. They did this at night. They did the whole I saw the video. This is the most insane thing I've ever saw. And so everyone's looking at this thing, that's terrible. All I saw, to be fair, was experience, because you got to have two dudes who know what they're doing to pull off something like this in the middle of the night on a country curvy road. No way could you do that.
No.
With just two kids going, well, I wonder if we could push each other. That'd be two trucks in the fucking ravine.
This sounds like they've done this before. That's what it sounds like.
It was experience. I'll tell you that. They got through it, though. They did.
So are you going to tell everybody why the podcast is late? Because it's due to you.
You just told them. Why didn't you say that where I could go, well, it's all your fault.
No. It's your fault.
Why is this my fault?
Because you got to bug up your butt to redo the whole studio on recording day.
That was Two Bear's fault.
No. Two Bear didn't say do it the next day. He just said, you know, down the road.
So if someone drops a $100 bill.
Hey, no headphones?
Oh, yeah. I don't have headphones on.
I can't even hear you.
Oh. Well, let me see if I can fuck up that situation a little better. If I can get my headphones there. I don't know that I can. Maybe I can.
All of a sudden, I'm like, I can't even hear you. Like,
that's because you have really good noise-canceling headphones. All right, let me see.
He's losing his shit, okay?
It's not been an easy time for me at KGXT Studios. Things have been amiss. See, I just fucking bumped the microphone again with my fucking head.
I'd like to, okay. You know.
Wait a minute. You should be able to hear me with my headphones off or on.
I'm not hearing anything.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Why don't we do a mic check before? Now I can hear. You can't hear anything?
I can't hear anything.
Well, that's weird. I'll bet the kid has you disconnected. Just take your headset off then and just listen.
I'm connected to the bottom of the computer.
Well, that's not right. You got to be connected right here to number two, right over here.
I got it.
Oh, now you got it?
Yep.
Now can you hear?
Yeah, and it's quite loud. I don't need to hear you that loud.
Oh, wow. Okay, how about now? One, two, three,
that's
four.
Good.
We good?
Up a little bit.
Up a little bit.
There you go.
All right. Quit bossing me around. It's not sex. Okay. So.
Yeah, I just put that ponytail in your hair.
I am not putting the ponytail back in my hair.
Okay.
And why? What does that have to do with the volume?
About sex. I'll guide you.
No. So let go of my ears and know what I'm doing. All right. So.
Oh, hi.
Hey,
I can hear you.
Now you can hear. I can hear.
All right.
You know, I should've,
wow, you just messed that up the first 10 minutes.
I should have caught on to that. You're like, you don't have headphones on. I can't hear you. So like a dummy, I go get my headphones on. I put my headphones on. I plug my headphones in. And I look at you and go, can you hear me now?
You're a broadcast professional, man.
Not today, I'm not.
You've been doing this for months and years.
Why the hell did I grab
KRP in Cincinnati? Here we come. Oh my God. Next, you're going to be saying booger.
Oh my God, I'm telling you, that's horrible. Okay, what did you ask me? Oh yeah, this is all Two Bear's fault.
No, it's not.
Okay, it is.
No, it's not.
You said it's not his fault because he just mentioned it.
That's right. He didn't say do it tomorrow or the next day.
But what I was going to say was if someone drops a $100 bill down in a gutter, you go get it right when you know it is there. You don't wait 5 days to go get the $100
bill. Is that what he did? He dropped a $100 bill in the gutter?
That is exactly what he did. Verbally. During the staff meeting, he put that $100 bill notion in my head and I had to go get it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
So that's why people, the podcast is late.
Yes.
Whatever. Okay.
We'll it's just- Two Bear's fault. You can't fault my ambition. Okay? If he fires the gun, I'm just the bullet that's heading down the path, man.
Whatever.
Just letting you know. So okay. That's how that goes.
All right. So we're doing it now.
We are doing it now. But we are late. We're 2 days late. We've never been this late. We have never, ever been this late.
No, usually by this time we skip it.
Yeah, we can't do that. I've been getting emails and direct messages, and all of them have been polite going, did it not download? Did it not? Could you
No, we check? Just never did it.
Yeah, what I was supposed to say? No, we're the fuck-ups, not you. Don't worry. It's not you. It's us. It doesn't even matter if we're late. Nobody gives a shit because they're all here to see you anyway. They could give a shit
they
about me.
They are not here to see me.
We literally put up a poll on Thursday night's live stream, and the poll said, do you like mom or Gen X dad or both? And you won the poll. So
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. No. You won the poll. Those they could care less. And I can go through, and here's what's really bothering me about this.
Okay.
I can go through all the prep. I can do the microphones, the headphones, the gear, the filming, the lighting, get the cameras all set and do everything. And all you do is sit down and look pretty. And the moment you sit down, everyone's all, oh, okay, it's going to be a good show. That has nothing to do with
I'm
all
not
stuff.
Gen X talks, though. It's you and the kid. I'm behind the scenes.
You're missing the point. How come a behind the scenes nobody lady gets more street cred on this than I do?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
I have no idea, but upset. I am not, and I'm nobody to listen to.
I want to go see a therapist. I have to explain this to somebody. I need someone to listen, and you don't listen.
No, I don't.
Not at all.
No.
All right.
I don't.
Hey, you're in trouble, by the way.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Now why?
Because you were supposed to, according to staff, you were supposed to send Trippy Pineapple a pizza today, and you didn't do it.
I'm sorry. I'm yawning.
Okay, that's one yawn. Don't do that again.
Pizza for what? What was I sending him a pizza for?
No. We talked about this because on the we did that one show where we were simulcasting on two Facebook pages and Rumble, and we were on YouTube, and he was the utility guy. He was on four screens at one time.
Yes.
I guess during the live stream we had said he deserves a pizza. We'll send him a pizza.
Oh, I didn't know that, but okay.
You're the one who said it, I guess. Ashley on staff texted in the staff thread, not that you ever read your staff threads because you don't. She even said, hey, did you guys send the pizza today?
You know, I had to shut off my notifications to the staff thread.
Why?
Because my phone was just pinging. Ping, 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 ping. It was totally stressing me out.
That is an active, vibrant staff you have.
It is, but I'm like, I can't do this. I just can't. It was stressing me out. It's just like ding, ding, ding. And then you wonder why I don't answer my text messages.
Yeah, well, that you owe Trippy a pizza and it's all screwed up now. So
I know. There was no time frame on the pizza. There's no time frame when I had to do it.
Yeah, lunch is the time frame.
No, there isn't. When did I say lunch?
Okay, look.
When did I say I was going to buy him that day?
Okay, again, $100 bill in the gutter. You don't sit and wait for it forever.
My goodness.
You get going on it. That's the gig.
Hey, I am not in trouble.
Trippy
was sporting the pineapple shirt the other day.
Yeah, he was.
He's looking quite handsome.
He was. Our little handsome fella there got his hair slicked back going to work like it's his first day of school.
And I took care of that. So Trippy Pineapple on Fridays, it's like Hawaiian shirt day or something like that. And so I found a pineapple.
Yeah.
A Trippy Pineapple shirt for him, and I ordered it right away.
And it looked like his logo that he used.
It did,
so
totally.
It fit perfectly with that. It was great. Yeah.
Got lots of compliments on that.
Yeah, it was a good deal.
So that kind of negates the pizza thing.
No, the pizza thing comes way after that.
Whatever.
Okay, how long are you going to call in favors on that shirt? For the next 6 months? Every time you screw up, you're gonna look back and go, but the shirt, don't forget the shirt.
As long as he's getting compliments every Friday when he wears it, then it's good.
For God's sakes.
Okay.
There was something else I was going to tell you, too.
What else is going on this week?
Oh, do you know one more thing in the staff thread? This is a true story.
What's that?
Mrs. Four Watton's on staff.
Yes, she is.
And Mrs. Four Watton has a little logo of a peach that we use for peaches.
Oh, I kind of saw this.
And we say perfectly ass-shaped peaches and stuff. A listener, a viewer, a fan of Gen X Talks got a tattoo.
No, they didn't.
On his ass.
No, they didn't.
And it has the peach on a little flag Yeah.
No, they didn't.
The little MTV guy with the suit is on the moon.
Yeah, exactly. On the moon. On his ass. On the moon,
right. And he's holding the flag, and in the flag is Mrs. Fort Walton's speech. Plain as day. Same angle, same perfectly.
No That's, way.
Yeah, it's a true story. You just got to scroll up and
Some
look.
Some people's tattoos. I don't understand.
Well, if you're good. Now, I was a little upset.
Why? Jealous or upset?
A little bit. No, I'm jealous. Nothing of mine has ever warranted a tattoo. No one's ever put
me. What are they going to put? Your beard?
Well, you know, Fonzie in a movie did a tattoo of Roy Orbison's face on his ass. So if he can do that in the movie The Waterboy, you think at some point I would warrant a tattoo of some sort.
Oh, God.
But Mrs. Four's ass-shaped peach got on this guy's left butt cheek, and I didn't?
Okay.
Yeah, a little jealous, I gotta say. I've been putting in some time here. Mrs. Four has not been putting in as much time.
She puts in a lot of time.
And she is, excuse me. And she gets on some dude's ass. All right, whatever. I should at least have, like, the general on a boob somewhere. That's what I'm thinking. But what do I know?
On a boob. Just the general? It could be anybody.
That, but we know it's me.
Okay.
So, yes. Yeah, so, going back to my shirt. Yes, I am wearing all black. I did have to change in because I had my...
That's a fan that owns that shirt or owns the donut shop.
He still owns the shirt. I got to give it back.
Shut up.
I thought he gave me the shirt.
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut your mouth.
All right. So, I was going to change, but I got to be careful when I change in the laundry room my shirt.
Why?
Because our granddaughter's here. And she walks up and she has no problem just walking in when I'm changing my shirt.
Has she given you her hug today? Remember, you told her.
I got about 12 hugs. But the last time she saw me changing my shirt in there, she goes, Pop-Up, you're fat. She just comes up. I said, yeah, I'm a big guy. She goes, why do you have a big belly? And so I'm trying to put my shirt on, explain to her, you know, why I'm fat. She walks up and pokes it. Boom. She's like, wow.
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
I guess she wanted to see if it was squishy.
Did you go, hey, did you laugh like a Pillsbury
Doughboy? I tapped her hand and go, don't do that. Don't poke my belly.
Kids are so honest. I love them.
She's too honest. She's a bit too honest, but yeah.
So she's visiting for the weekend.
Yeah. Boy, she was all over you this morning. You got up and had your coffee this morning, and she was right there. As soon as you sat down, she was good to go.
I didn't get my coffee very nicely. I walked out actually to the fire pit outside. It was so nice this morning. I was like, I'm going to go out and sit. And I go to sit. And then our German Shepherd, Reagan, started nudging my hand with my coffee, first of all. Oh. And the hot coffee went over in my lap. And I'm like, what? So I got up and I moved to the next chair, which she couldn't get next to. And I just sit down. And then I hear the glass door ding, 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 ding.
And you look over and it's our granddaughter.
And it's our granddaughter. I'm like, well, there goes my quiet morning.
She could see you from across the yard. Grammy, I'm over here.
I went, well, there goes my quiet morning.
You left me in the house, Grammy.
So I had to go back in. I was like, well,
you can't ignore our German Shepherd, Reg. She's 300 pounds of pet me now.
Oh yeah, and she moved my coffee hand with the coffee in it, and I was like, damn, that wasn't cool.
No, she doesn't know, but she's 300 pounds of getting in your face.
She's a big girl.
She still wants to be a lap dog.
She does,
and that's not gonna happen. So
she does.
Yeah, our granddaughter's here. But see, when I finally came downstairs today, she was giddy at the bottom of the stairs. She was walking in place. She was turning circles. She was rubbing her fingers.
It's been a long
fingers.
Time since they've been here.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
It's been a bit. But we're celebrating her fifth birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's why she's here. And she already told me, by the way, this afternoon, she goes, I saw my presents. I went, you did, huh? She goes, they're in the office. I said, yes, they are. I go, and they're going to stay there till tomorrow. But she's already found the presents.
You know, you're talking about kids saying precocious things and how their honesty, you know. I think I was talking to our grandson one time, and is he four now?
He's
six.
He's a year older than her.
Okay, so he must have been five. And he asked me a question about doing something with you, like, could you come out or could he come over?
Whoops.
And he says, could Grammy come to my, could she get on a plane and come visit me if it would be convenient?
Wow,
now,
big word.
He doesn't know. He's like, he was four. He doesn't
That's
know
a big word.
What convenient means. But you know the kid has heard it so many times from adults. and from his parents. He's heard him on the phone. Well, we can take care of that if it's convenient. We'll come by your house if it's convenient.
Sounds like our son.
We'll do something if, yeah, he got that from his dad, if it's convenient. So he doesn't know what that means.
But it sounded good.
But he knows if you want something, the word convenient has to fit in there somewhere.
I've seen my dad get things from that word. Okay, I'm working on that one.
So he knows when he asks for something, he's got to include that.
I wonder if he used that in kindergarten. Mrs. So-and-so, if it's convenient.
I'd like to go to the restroom, please.
I'd like an extra time in the, you know, the paints or, you know, some more paint time.
If it's convenient. If it's convenient, because you've got the word. But if I guarantee if I'd have said, I wouldn't want to embarrass the kid, but if I would have said, what does that word mean? He didn't know.
I don't know. He's pretty smart.
But he's, like I said, kids, they hear things and they piece it together. He even used it in the right context.
I'm yawning again.
Well, you're on film. You can't hide it.
I'm sorry, people. I'm yawning.
It's always something with you.
I didn't sleep good last night. I haven't slept good the last couple nights.
I finally got some sleep last night after my headache, and I've never had a headache like that in my life, ever.
I am not going to sleep till like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and then it's like I'm up at like 6, 7, and it's not...
You know how I flop around and turn over in bed?
Do I not know?
Okay, that was just a simple yes would have been good enough.
Maybe that's why I'm not sleeping very well.
No, I turned over one time, and I...
One
of the times I turned over and you were sitting up in bed, like on your iPad doing something.
Yep.
I went out for 2 hours. I was sore.
Please no, it's not because I'm hurting. It's like I can't shut my brain off. Like I'm not tired.
There have been a lot of times when you've been hurting, but it's not.
Yeah, but that's not it. I'm just having a hard time sleeping, like getting tired. Yeah. I don't know if I have to change my routine. I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm tired now. Like, here I am yawning. In the middle of the day. Here I go again.
Well, I turned over that one time when I saw you.
Yeah.
You were sitting up. I went out for 2 hours. I mean, I woke up hurting because I was like, oh, man, I haven't moved in 2 hours. And I turn over again. You're still sitting up. It looked like you hadn't even moved.
I haven't. I'm not. And I don't know why. I don't know what. Like, right now, I feel so tired I can go take a nap. But that's stupid because then I won't be sleeping tonight.
And it's like you have a show to do at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but it's like it's weird. I don't know what's going on with the sleep pattern, but something's got to change. I'm going to have to try something. But thank God I'm not hurting. Things have gotten so much better with that. I have to say,
tons,
much, much better. I just have to watch what I eat, and I'm doing better with that. So, anyways.
Okay.
So I apologize for my yawning. I'm just tired. I feel tired. Ladies and gentlemen,
you'll notice I'm not going to yawn because I am a trained broadcast professional. I don't bring rookie stuff like that to the table. I handle my business, all right?
Yeah, says the man that didn't have headphones on and didn't have them connected. Whatever.
Okay, that was an oversight, but I'm not yawning.
Oversight. Okay.
So we talked about our daughter coming up, and she's the one who's married to the Marine in Camp Pendleton, so they live down there. And you said last night or yesterday, you go, they're coming up tonight. First thing I thought of.
What's that?
Sure they are.
I know.
Our daughter always does that.
They like to travel at night.
But she always says she's going to come up, and then we call them like at 11 o'clock at night, go, hey, we're waiting up for you. You said you were coming from Pendleton's about 3 hours. You know, we're waiting. And she always says the same thing. Oh, we're just going to come in the morning. Everybody's tired. And I'm like, why the fuck didn't you tell her? We've all been waiting up for all this time. She's done this for years. So last night, I get out in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I called her and I said, so...
Did you call her or did you call her husband?
Okay, I actually texted her. And I said, here's what I texted.
Okay.
I said, okay, look, you told mom you're coming up tonight. Are you really coming up tonight? Or is this just one of 500 times in a row where you're going to say you're coming up tonight and then tonight comes and all of a sudden we get a call, oh, no, we're just tired, we'll be... Just tell me you're coming in the morning. Quit pretending you're coming tonight. And then she goes, oh, no, we're going to come tonight. We're still coming. Because I think she told her husband. And he probably went, yeah, I'd be sick of this shit, too, if you did it.
Well, he did work during the day. He's on day shift. So I think they were waiting for traffic, too. But it ended up to be...
He was off at 6. Yeah. They didn't leave till 9 at night.
Yeah, and according to our granddaughter, the traffic was really bad on a Friday night through L.A.
You know when your 5-year-old tells you, he comes up and says, traffic sucked, was her first words out of her mouth.
Coming from San Diego through L.A. up to us in the middle of California is a good drive on a good day.
On a good day.
With no traffic. It's 3 hours.
Yeah.
But you're talking Friday night, going through LA. You hit that traffic
coming up to LA, going through LA.
I think it took them like five.
San Fernando Valley.
Yeah,
it was just a mess. But you know when your granddaughter, 5 years old, walks in, you go, hey, so how was your drive? She goes, traffic sucked. You know they hit some traffic.
Another honest opinion.
No shit.
If you really want to know what's going on, ask a five-year-old.
I got a story for you, speaking of that. And it's funny, it's a San Diego story too. We had a little, I don't even know whose it was. I was a kid. I was probably 10 or 11 years old. And we were in a motorhome, a Class C motorhome, which is the one that has a little van front end.
Okay.
It's not like a camper that sits in the back, but it's not a big one either.
Okay.
This is a little Class A one, and there's probably 20 of us in there. We were going to see the Chargers play at Jack Murphy Stadium. So we're down there.
For those of you that don't know, Jack Murphy Stadium.
Yeah.
A Gen Xer would know.
What do they call it now? Qualcomm or some stupid name?
It used to
name?
Be Qualcomm. I don't know if it's still Qualcomm. I don't know.
Whatever.
It's
still Jack Murphy Stadium. Anyway, so it's where the San Diego Chargers used to play. So we drive down there, and we got there really early. And so we're driving this little motorhome through the parking lot. And I can't remember the families we were with. But anyway, I was with my grandpa and his friends. So there was a guy driving, and the grandpa of this of a kid who was like five was in the front seat, the passenger seat, and the kid was standing between the seats with his hands on each seat. We're not, you know, we're in the parking lot.
Right.
So the dad's driving, the grandpa's in the passenger seat, and the kid has one hand on the grandpa's seat and one hand on his dad's seat, and we're just going around and trying, we can't find a place to park. We're even there early. So they're driving around, and they're driving around, and everyone got with the women that were there were getting mad. And finally, the men said, shut up. We're trying to find a place to park. Don't fucking talk. So everyone was tense. Everyone was quiet. I'm telling you, 20 more minutes went by of driving this thing really slowly around this parking lot. And for some reason, we couldn't find where the RV, where the big parking was.
Mm-hmm.
And that five-year-old, he goes, Dad, would you just park this fucking thing? He was so mad, this kid.
He was done.
And the dad slams on the brake, and the grandpa grabs him and goes, you can't say that word. He goes, why not? It's a bad word. And the grandpa was like, you can't say shit. And he lists all this stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody quiet. Kid didn't get smacked, but he got yelled at by the grandpa. Motorhomes begins to pull away to go continue look for our spot. The kid turns around, looks at his mother, is 5 years old, and goes, Jesus Christ, what can I say? I swear to God, I about pissed my pants right there. Because he was serious. He turned around and goes, yeah. Jesus Christ, what can I say?
He used it in the right sentence and everything.
He got paddled on the butt for that one. Mainly because we were having trouble parking. I think
they were at their wits' end.
I think someone was taking out the parking situation on the five-year-old lady.
I have a five-year-old story about me that my dad used to tell all the time.
What's that?
It was about the Sun Valley Fox's red van, too.
What about it?
So my dad drove it one time.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I was in it with him. So, you know, there's no seat, but you didn't wear a seatbelt back then.
No.
And in my brother's van, the engine was between the two front seats.
Oh, it was, engine cover was called a doghouse in those vans.
Okay, yeah. So that's where I would sit.
Yeah,
that was my place to sit. My dad's driving, I'm sitting there, and we were going to Roscoe Hardware in Sun Valley.
Right.
So my dad had turned a right onto the street, and he went up the curb. Where do you think I went? I rolled.
You rolled. You went that way, yeah.
And, you know, he got me back up, and I'm like sitting there, and he goes, you okay? And he says that I looked at him, and I go, don't do that again.
You were five? Don't do that again.
Because I went rolling.
That's almost as bad as saying, you know, when my brother drives, I never fall off. This is obviously you.
Well, because he went up the curb not knowing how to drive the van. But yeah, that's what my dad said. He would tell everybody that story.
Your brother in his 1972 Dodge van with shag
carpet.
It had
carpeting up the sides of it. The wheel wells, he had like a bench. So he had storage in the weed. That thing was all, tricked out with.
It was. Yeah, I've seen pictures of it.
It was a shaggin' wagon.
It was a shaggin' wagon for showa.
I didn't know it at five.
No, you didn't. You were just the chick magnet
at
five.
That's right.
Well, I'm taking care of my baby sister.
I was being used.
That's right. I'm just taking care of my baby sister here. We're doing a little grocery shopping.
I bet.
Yeah.
He used to take me everywhere.
No kidding. Take you to the beach would be his big score.
He did. I have stories. Here's another Gen X story with my brother. Going down to San Diego, as a matter of fact, we would stay down at my grandparents' house. My brother surfed at the time. Okay, so here's his wagon. He's got a surfer. We'd go down to the beach. I'm five. He would leave me on the beach on the sand at five and take off into the surf and go surfing.
That's quite a ways away.
Yeah. So, but the girls would walk by and I'm by myself and they'd be like, oh, are you okay? And la, 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 la. And I'm like, oh, my brother's out there. Here comes my brother with his board.
Yeah. Oh,
coming sorry. Out of the
is
water.
My little sister bothering you? I'm trying to, you know, help her out. Wow. Yeah.
He planted me real well, but I was taught you didn't leave. Like, well, sure. You stay there. Yeah. But
we also didn't have as many weirdos out running That's around, true. Too. Not quite as many. That, are we just on a San Diego kick today? Because all
know.
Of our stories.
I have another one, too, because I was just discussing it with our son-in-law about Miramar.
Oh, the Top Gun.
Yeah, he was there. He was doing something there because our son-in-law is a helicopter repair. That's
right.
What he does
yeah.
in the Marine Corps. And we were talking about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I know all about Miramar. And he goes, looks at me kind of funny. I said, yeah, my grandmother lived in Miramar.
Right.
And I said, when the air show, because I guess the air show is happening now, right now.
Yeah, they just had another one.
And I said, my grandmother was so close to the airfield. We used to go up onto the roof and sit on a roof and you could see because there wasn't that much.
No, there wasn't a
built
lot out
around there.
There. No.
My grandparents had bought in a kind of a newer neighborhood over there, but you could sit and you could see for miles.
Right.
And that was when airplanes could fly. So anyways, I was telling him and he looked at me like totally like, what? I'm like, yeah. We did.
Did you just say that's when airplanes could fly?
Oh, I meant fly over houses. I'm sorry. I did.
That was when airplanes could fly. You know,
he just said
before then, they just ran around the ground trying to figure out how do we get up in the air? This is crazy.
I didn't finish my thought because he said now airplanes, air shows can't fly over neighborhoods anymore. Sorry.
It's when airplanes could fly. What the? Every episode, the last four episodes we've done a podcast, you have said something so off the wall.
I'm sorry. I'm tired.
You know, back in the day. Back when airplanes could fly. I'm sorry. It's funny. It really, it's not funny. I'm sorry. Shame on me for, okay.
Back in the day, they could fly over neighborhoods, residential. They can't do that anymore.
I'm laughing at something I'm reading here.
No, you're not. Leave me alone. I'm going to walk away from this podcast. Oh. You can do it all by yourself.
Well, it won't be as funny, that's for sure.
I'll just sit here quietly and look pretty.
Oh, well, you do that very well. So we're still a win for the rest of us.
I must be blonde.
Except for people listening on audio, they have no idea if you're pretty. See, it's a loss for them. Okay, so
I don't even know why we're videotaping this anymore.
Anymore? We just started. It's not
I
like.
Know. Why are we doing it?
Because we have an opportunity to have people see what they're missing. And it's this.
Oh, it's me messing up.
Okay. So you remember the kid was in high school and was in FFA, raised the goat, Buford the goat, went to the fair, did the whole thing, sold the goat, did the stuff. He is now saved.
That seems so long ago.
It does. He's now. Fair time is right now.
Correct.
For our county.
Right.
And. He saved up money and was gifting it back to kids. Remember when he was always trying to drum up money? He's trying to get money, Very expensive doing his projects.
Right.
So now he had saved up some money and he says, okay, I'm
going to... Per Gen X Talk, say.
I'm going to put back into the community. I'm going to put scholarships out there. So he designs on the web page how they're supposed to and puts in these scholarships. All the kids have to do...
Is apply.
They have to fill out the questionnaire. They have to write a paragraph on what they're doing.
And their record books. FFA has a record book where they have to keep recordings of all their businesses, meaning
Of
all their hours and their purchases. It's a big, huge business thing. When you do the fair, it's like a business thing.
So he's got this thing set up where he's going to do all this and he gets everything on there and he goes to his teacher. The teacher that he really loved at his FFA moved to a new school after everyone graduated.
In our city.
So, yeah, still close by. So the new teacher coming in, he went and said, hey, I was here last year. I was really active. I'd like to give back. I know a lot of the kids are looking for scholarships, so I've put out like five or six scholarships. Here's the deal. They just got to apply for it. Do you know after it'd been up there for 2 months, you know how many kids applied?
None.
Zero.
I know.
Not one.
I know. This is free money.
Free.
And free these, money
and these
for
kids are going to look for money all the time. They're mowing lawns, they're washing cars, they're cashing in aluminum cans. He comes along saying, I've been you.
That's right.
I've been where you're at. I have
you
a
have
couple
to buy
bucks.
These kids have to buy the food. They have to buy the animal. It's costly up front.
Yes.
But the reward at the end of fair.
But then you also have to pay for the vet. You have to pay for gas to get to and from your stuff. It's money the whole time through.
Right.
So,
and some of these kids have to get the money on their own. The parents aren't helping. Right. So here is our son going back
and he gets zero help.
Unbelievable.
So he calls his old teacher, who's now teaching at another school.
Another high school. Oh.
And he calls him and says, hey, I've had this thing up for 2 months at my old school, which is also
his teacher's
old school. He goes, nobody cares. Now you're doing the FFA program at this school. Would you? He didn't even get the words out of his mouth. And this teacher goes, give me the link. Within 3 hours, all of the applications were filled. More to sort through than he had applications available.
That's awesome.
That's how interested this teacher was in getting now.
Oh, yeah. He was highly involved.
You want to hear part two?
Sure.
Not the teacher of the old school who didn't do or the new teacher at the old school.
Yeah.
But the person above that teacher found out.
The FFA advisor.
Found out that this went down. And went to that teacher and go, you had free money for our students 2 months and you let it sit there. And now it went to our competition. It went to another school because that teacher got those kids motivated and you couldn't get your kids motivated. You want to talk about an uproar.
Yep.
And Gen Z kids going, I don't even care. You can't get mad at me.
That's right.
I did everything I could to try to be an alumni. And put this right back where I spent my time.
Exactly. We're putting it back into local.
And the teacher wouldn't even try.
Well, I just had a conversation. We were discussing that a couple weeks ago about that thing. And I finally told him, I never talked to him about the alumni when he was in school. Remember how many times I tried to go to the alumni to go? Gen X Talks would like to do something. Gen X Talks would like to sponsor.
Come in. Yeah.
Gen X Talks would like to give you guys free money.
Because he'd been there so many times. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went to the alumni committee, tried to get on the alumni committee, the FFA alumni committee, tried to be a part of it, tried to offer money, and it never happened. I never got a phone call. I never got an email.
They didn't care.
They didn't want it. And so I walked away and I finally told him, I go, son, 4 years I tried. And he's like, you're kidding. I would have never told him that in high school. But now that he's gone and he goes, you're kidding. And I said, I was representing Gen X Talks for 2 years. 2 years prior to that,
just family.
Dad and I were doing it.
Yeah.
And I said, they didn't want anything to do with me.
They didn't care. They're like, yeah. And it wasn't just you. I found out from that one teacher, the good teacher, he goes, that board didn't track down anybody. They didn't care about anything. They cared if they were in charge of their son, their daughter, their activities. That was it. After that,
that's
you're
sad.
On your own. They
that
didn't
is
care.
So sad.
Well, there's
so,
kids that are trying and they having trouble. So yeah, it was amazing.
So I'm glad. I'm glad he went a different direction and he really likes that FFA teacher that left.
Uber still sucks.
Oh, gosh. Here we go again.
I'm not going to repeat all the stories. But this last one, you were involved. Remember when you, yesterday? When
here
you,
we go.
You had a headache.
Here we
and
go.
And you were sitting in the living room chair and you're holding your hands
here
on your head.
Here we go.
I go to Uber and say, bring me some shit. I asked you if you wanted something.
Here
you told him what you wanted.
Go.
The guy presses the button at Uber. Okay. He presses the button at Uber.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. He presses the button saying, I'll accept this run. He's 3 miles outside of our neighborhood.
Okay.
He doesn't go to the place. He goes half a mile that way of our neighborhood, drops off whatever he's doing, then drives to the destination.
Uh-huh.
Then makes one stop between.
He's making money.
He should have not clicked on it if he wasn't really close. There was other people that could have brought us stuff in 20 minutes.
He's hustling.
It was 45 minutes to get a goddamn cheeseburger. By that time, you already went to bed. You were hurting so bad with your head. You went to bed. We had to put your stuff in the microwave, and you had to go track it down like an Easter egg hunt later. It was a mess. Why? Because every time that came up, the fucking guy pressed, I'll take it, I'll take it, I'll take it. Then he's running around trying to grab all of them. Yeah, he's trying to hustle, but at what expense? Everybody's food's cold.
He was an Uber hog.
He was an Uber hog. Yeah. Uber hogger. And he ruined it. I mean,
He was working for his tips, man.
He didn't get one from me.
Oh.
No. No.
Oh, shit.
That was ridiculously long. You don't click, I got this, and then you have like 10 of the things you're doing. That's just dumb. Let somebody closer get it. There's other runs out there. Okay. Sorry.
Woosah.
Well, I'm talking about food, so I'm getting upset. Do I look like a man who toys with food? No.
He does
no,
not.
No, I don't.
He does not. I swear he's like a baby on every 4 hours. We ought to have something. It's very true. Today, for example, we had a late breakfast. Made him breakfast at about 10 o'clock.
Did I complain?
I swear it was like on time. I could have put it to a watch 4 hours later. So, what's for lunch? I'm like, okay, June, all right. Lord.
Then where was my breakfast at 6 a.m.? And the first 4 hours would have been 10. I missed my first one. And don't tell me the water on my desk and the pills in my little pill caddy.
That's how you start your day.
I knew you were going to say that.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. There's so much wrong with you. There really is.
There's nothing wrong with me. Look at me. I'm perfect.
No, you're not Mary Poppins. Here we go. Practically perfect in every way. God, our whole marriage, I've been told that.
Okay.
All right. What else was there?
I don't know. What else do you want to talk about?
Nothing. This is ridiculous.
My.
I don't know. The staff's are so going.
I think I should not be on the live stream on Saturday nights if I'm on Thursdays. Oh.
Wait a second. Thursday was just a gimme because it was the experiment, man. You were part of the initial experiment, you know? It had nothing to do with your contractual obligations on Saturday. We were just getting after it on Thursday. That was a show.
It was a huge show. It ended up to be everybody came out of the woodwork on Thursday.
Everybody on Thursday. Yeah.
I don't know what. It's a Thursday.
Nobody had anything to do on a Thursday, and they all showed up at the Gen X Talks live stream.
They did. It was unbelievable. I was like, where are all these people coming
from?
But
we had the kid in a weird spot, so his background was the
fun.
Door.
But it was fun with all three of us. That's the thing.
You know, they said he was like picking at his, biting his teeth and stuff. Yeah. And I asked him today, I said, how did that even, he goes, it's the weirdest thing, Dad. Okay, so your camera was just at an angle that hit the YouTube play button.
Yeah, the mirror.
The membership, which is like kind of like a mirror.
And they could see it.
And it was only this big, and it reflected right to his face. So behind me, all they could see was his face.
I saw it. I saw it they had put it in the comments. I had saw the comments, and then I saw that, and then I could see the YouTube thing behind you, and I was like, holy shit, you can. And then I stopped what I was saying and even said it to him, like, dude, you got to stop doing that.
That was funny because
he fidgets. He's a fidgeter.
He does fidget. But the other thing was that after the live stream posts, you can get 1,000 comments during the live stream, but you don't see those unless you re-watch it. So when it posts on YouTube, then people can begin commenting after it's posted. So you only get 10, 12, 13, okay. Whatever it is.
All right.
So I just went through it afterwards, like the next morning, and there was a bunch in there. And I just went through and checked them off real quick. The last one was a guy who says, oh, I missed the live stream, but I did take time to watch the replay. Funny how the kid was picking his nose. And I went, what? So I asked him, I go, dude, there's a guy in here that says you were picking. He goes, yeah, he goes, I probably was. I don't think anybody could see me. He goes, like, nobody picks your nose. I go, not on national.
Nonchalantly said, yeah, you know.
Not everybody picks your nose on national television, though. He's like, well, you know, it's just a natural bodily function. And so.
That's a bodily function, picking your nose?
That's what he said. He goes, they're just going to have to get all the way off my back about it. That's what he told me this morning. It's a natural bodily function.
It doesn't bother
function,
him, obviously.
And they're going to have to get all the way off my back about that. And that was where he ended his
Lord
discussion.
Lord, have mercy. Back again.
You're yawning again.
Lord.
You keep opening your mouth. Something's going
to
get
stuffed
in there.
I have to go take a
nap
before tonight, I guess. I don't know.
You won't, though. I'll tell you to, but you won't. I know you won't. All right.
Whatever.
But that show went really well. The only complaints anybody had was as the kid, we have multiple cameras now.
Yeah.
We have like 5 different camera angles. And he was splitting it between us individually, you and I together. And he was switching the cameras too fast.
Yes, he was.
Because,
too much.
Yeah, there was too much switching. Like every time someone would talk, he thought he had to switch it. And it was making people sick because everybody was drinking. You know, like I was. He had 200 drunk people.
He's learning.
Stop. Yeah.
He's learning.
The funniest one. Is and the whole point.
I like the one where I was on me and you're talking and I'm
that's
like.
That's what I'm going to say right now. You fucking just jumped my route.
I didn't know
you just told the punchline. God damn you. I was going to say that. That was a story I was just
Let's rewind. I didn't say a damn thing. Go ahead.
Okay, so the good part about the camera angles is on Streamlabs, when you and I are talking, it can look like this. It can side by side.
Right.
When I'm talking, it can just be me. When you're talking, it can just be you. When the kid and I are talking, he can put us up side by side.
Right.
We got off on some topic, and I'm over here talking. Yes. Now, I can see you over there.
Uh-huh.
But I'm over here talking to the kid. He's talking to me. I'm talking to him. He's talking to me. I'm talking to him. And I look over at you.
And I'm mouthing.
And you're going like this with your hands in the air. I look at the screen. Him and I are not on the screen.
Nope.
He never switched it.
And I was just mouthing. So, I'm on camera.
So you're we're talking away for 10 minutes. You're the only one on camera. And then the comment section is blowing up going, switch the camera now. First, you're switching it too much. Now yes. You leave it on the wrong person, dumbass. So yeah, there was a... Luckily, I was drunk and it didn't matter. Luckily, I was heavily inebriated following a strict alcohol regimen and I was fine, as were most everybody. But yeah, it was a trial and error that day for sure.
All right. Well, do you have a car story today?
No.
Why not? You should always have a car story ready. How long have you been a mechanic? You should have them in your back pocket.
I do remember one that was, I got in trouble.
What?
I got yelled at by the manager afterwards.
You got in trouble?
Well, because there was this guy who comes in and years before I even got to this dealership, this one particular person has bought many vehicles.
Okay. So you've been told.
Yeah. He's like, well, this guy buys a truck and then he buys a truck for his son and then he buys a car for his wife and he buys a car. So he's been doing this forever. Anyway, he wasn't an older guy. He was older to me because at the time I was young. So he was older than me. He's an old man. Anybody younger than me is a kid. So I was probably 23 or 24. I guess he was 40.
Okay.
Now, at that time, that was old and ancient. And
and now what do you think?
I think that's a kid. You're 40. You're just getting going.
Okay. What does it make then now?
You're just a kid.
1 foot in the grave.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean what do I feel about my age
now?
Yeah,
you said 40's a kid now.
Yeah. And you said, what does that make it?
What does it make you right now?
To finish your sentences,
what
honey.
Does it make you now?
Strong and daring. Now, leave me alone. Okay. So this guy comes in, and it was a car, and it was kind of a sports car, and he had it for a few years, but he does all the major work at home. He comes in, and he goes, there's a rattle under the car. So we drove it, and I could hear the rattle coming from underneath the car, shifting gears. So I pull it and put it on the rack. And exhaust systems are not just a pipe. It's not just a pipe all the way to the back. There's all sorts of shielding and things that go in for temperature because they push the exhaust right up against the bottom of the car now. So exhaust rattles are very common, and it's often not even the exhaust. It's often all the pinched metal and welded metal of these shields that extend everywhere on it. And if, you know, they do come loose and they rattle. So I found it and it's bent. So I go over there, I just heat it up and I bend it back. Now it's quiet, give the car back. Comes in the next month, same rattle. So I bring it back in, raise it back up, almost the same exact spot. Heat it up, bend it back. And he's bitching, these goddamn cars, the first couple, 2.5 years I owned this car's fine. Now, about 6 months ago, I got to come in here once a month because this thing starts to rattle. And it's true. It's about once a month. This guy comes in here. I get stuck with the car. I got to put it in the air. I got to heat up this thing and bend. Because I know what it is every time he comes in now.
Is it the same place getting bent?
Every time.
Okay.
So this last time he comes in, fix it. I bring it back to the service drive. The service rider's busy. I see the guy there. I go, hey, he's going to close out your ticket, but here's your car. So the guy starts yelling at me, the mechanic.
Okay.
He's telling me his life story on all the money he spent, all the cars he's bought, and how this car was in really good shape for the first 2.5 years. It was going good. Now every month he's got to come in for a rattle. So there's 7 or 8 months now, rattle every month. I wasn't in a mood to hear it. So I gave him my story. And as a mechanic, if those of you who are up-and-coming mechanics, you can steal this from me because I stole it from an old guy. So he's standing there in the service drive with his wife. And she's being polite and she's being quiet and she's, and he's just berating me, pulling up his belt and just talking down to me, making a big deal in front of his wife, showing how tough and dominant he is.
I'm going to show this mechanic.
That's right. And so he gives me a story. I said, first of all, I got two things to tell you. I said, number one, I didn't design your car. I didn't build your car. I didn't sell you your car. I didn't buy your car. And I'm not the one who drives your car.
Hey, that's all true.
I'm just the guy trying to fix it. Why are you mad at me? There's all these other people that had it. I didn't do any of those things. I'm just the guy trying to fix it. And you're upset at me.
Mm-hmm.
I think your feelings are a little misplaced, sir. And oh. I told him that. Now he's mad because his wife,
used the sir too.
And his wife is giggling a little bit like she's waiting for someone to finally do this to her husband. One of those moments.
And it had to be a 20-year-old punk.
Well, I was
20-something-year-old punk.
I wasn't wrong. And I was kind of being respectful, too.
Sounds like you're being an asshole.
He goes, well, all of a sudden, just why does this problem all of a sudden start up 8 months ago? I said, did you by chance buy a jack 8 months ago?
Oh, shit.
He goes, well, yeah, why? I said, what are you doing to your car? He goes, well, ever since I got my car, every couple of weeks, I jack it up in the air on the side, and I take a pressure washer, and I keep everything clean underneath. I said, okay, it's not a problem to do that. But you just recently bought a jack. Yeah, about 8 months ago, I bought a jack where I can raise it up and really get under there. I said, well, genius, you're putting the jack under the exhaust.
Oh.
You're bending the exhaust with your jack, you dumb motherfucker. The instruction booklet tells you where to use the jack. You're missing it by about a foot and a half. You're jacking it up on the exhaust. It bends. It rattles. Then you come in here and yell at me that it's a poor car design.
Oops.
Either take your jack back to Harbor Freight and start doing it back on the ground again, or learn where to put the jack on your car.
Oh.
His wife was so happy.
She was probably the one getting yelled at.
It probably was. Yeah, it's probably her car.
That's what I thought you were going to say, is like she kept running over something.
I didn't hear that part of the story. That would make sense, though, that she was like, oh, it was me, it was me, it was me. It turns out it was you. But the best part of the story was, turns out it was him.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going, is that he just started letting his wife drive, and she, every time she drives it, this happens. That's where I thought you were going.
No, just
at home, that's what he kept saying.
I bet he was yelling at her about it too, or just, or even if he wasn't, he was bitching about the car. Goddamn piece of shit falls apart every time. So he leaves and goes and talks to the service manager. He goes and talks to the general manager.
Were you in trouble?
He goes and talks to the... Oh, I just stood there in the driveway wiping my hands with my cloth, my shop rag, just looking through the window. And I'll tell you why. To be fair, I was an arrogant moron.
Oh, just then?
Just then.
Just back then.
Because I was one of the best techs in the whole, in all of our division.
Did you get fired?
No. I kept looking through the window like, you're going to come out and say, I'm literally one of the best technicians in like three cities on these cars. I really was at the time. I was a hotshot back then.
I'm yawning again.
Yeah, I noticed.
Sorry, everybody.
Fucking up my story. I was a hotshot back then. So I'm looking through the window with arrogance going, I dare you to fire me. I'll have a job before I reach my toolbox. And there's no way they were. I worked really hard.
You didn't
I did a really
say
good
anything
job.
Bad except you sirred him.
Oh, but I said the other stuff.
I know. You said honestly what was going on.
What about the part where I said you're a dumb motherfucker for jacking up your car in the exhaust?
Well, you know.
I didn't add a sir to the end of that one.
No.
But I was mad because he was arrogantly talking down to me because he was rich and I was poor. I don't like that.
I get it.
So anyway, so after he left, he was all snotty and everything to everybody.
Did he come back?
Oh, yeah. He came back a bunch of times.
Okay. Well, then that's fine.
But I never had to work on his car again. He always requested a different mechanic.
I wonder why. He wasn't going to be
because I'm
going to
walk up
to
him and go, you want your keys? You want your keys, buddy? Do you want these? These are yours. You got to come see me. So yeah, that was car owners who fuck up things in their car and then take it back to the dealership and go, I don't know what's wrong with your car. Your car is a piece of shit. I don't know. Well, there's stuff missing. How did that happen?
Yeah, exactly.
I was driving down the road and shit just fell off. Yeah, I'm sure it's in your driveway in a bucket because you don't know how to put it back together. All right,
that was good.
Yeah. That is,
I really thought it was going to end differently. But
well, I'm sorry. Why do you keep saying that? Is it a disappointing?
Because it always feels like the wife is the one to blame. Well, we get blamed for all kinds of things.
I'm not aware that he said that to her. I could add that to the story if it were true, but
no,
I didn't.
No, it's okay.
I didn't.
Well, let's move on.
But I can't. Every time I say that was a story, you three times you go, well, I thought it was going to end differently. We all got it. You're disappointed, all right? The wife didn't get blamed that time. I guess you're the only wife that gets blamed.
Every day.
All right, go.
No, I'll just sit here.
oh, we're back to sitting and looking pretty. Are you balking again?
Since we're on video, I can just sit here.
Oh, and that's must be weird to be on video with your clothes on, but whatever.
Excuse me?
Hi. How are you? So
stop spreading lies.
Let me know when I say one.
What a dick. What? Don't be a dick.
That's not the rule. Is that the podcast rule?
I need to send you my picture, I guess. My meme.
Your quote, your inspirational.
My inspirational quote of the day. Don't be a dick.
Yeah, that's the whole quote, too.
That's it. That's the whole quote. I have to save it and send it to him every once in a while.
All right, so where are we? Oh, shit, I lost my notes. I have no notes now.
Story of his life. He does that during a live stream. He does it during podcast time.
Well,
that's always it. Yeah, I lost my notes.
Okay, I found the notes. We're done talking. We talked about the intro. We talked about Loud One doing the boot scoot boogie with his truck around at the middle of the night.
Boot scoot boogie.
Whatever you call that. I don't know. Was it country thing or something? I don't know what it was. Uber sucks. Then you asked me about the car. So that's the end of my notes. What do you got?
I don't know.
Far out. That's great.
I got nothing. I got nothing. I want to go hang out with our granddaughter or take a nap.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't.
I don't know which.
You got to sleep. You can't take a nap. So, okay, we are 2 days late on this podcast.
Don't say those words.
How does this fit in the rule book for Two Bear and buying donuts for Joe and the whole dealership? Because they're not
it's
even open tomorrow.
It's obsolete now.
It's obsolete? Is
yes,
it off the charts?
It's obsolete. It doesn't happen.
So if he didn't collect the massive amount of donuts that we owed him by now.
I gave him donuts a day early, though.
It was for his birthday.
So they had donuts. They don't
Here
have to
you
have
go
them
again.
Every single
day. You're going to claim victory on something you did a week ago. What do you have?
No, it was the day before. It was the day before. Not now. Wait. All the days are running
together.
It
doesn't matter. You can't do something.
He's off the hook.
And then go, I claim victory because I did this over there. Remember when I did that over there? Doesn't that count? Isn't that good enough? You can't say that.
I just did.
But it doesn't count. You can't say I gave him donuts 3 days ago. Yeah, but that was for his birthday. So what? They're fucking donuts. What? I think Joe's going to be upset because that doesn't count. And Joe relies on those donuts.
Now oh, he does.
Now you screwed it up. I guess you could send donuts to the dealership tomorrow. No one's going to be there. You could just say you sent
I could say, and the homeless guy got them at the door. That's you know, the story I'm sticking to.
We were obligated to send donuts, and we did. No one was there but the homeless guy, so
the
we did our part.
Guy had donuts.
It is not our part if you don't receive the donuts.
I told the Uber guy, if nobody's there to receive, give to first homeless guy.
First homeless guy you see.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Okay, how long do you think we've been on?
56 minutes.
56 minutes.
Whoa!
No way did you know that.
I didn't even look at the clock.
No, you didn't.
56 minutes.
How would you know that?
I'm good.
Wow.
You're welcome, that's America and Denmark.
That's amazing that you would know that. All right. Well, take your pretty little ass and say goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Now, it was great to spend another hour with you.
I'm not going to turn off your camera, so don't start getting up and scratching your boobs. And don't just
Why aren't
there.
You turning my camera off?
Because I'm leaving it like this so we can both wave goodbye. It's a new thing.
Oh.
You're going to say goodbye. I'm going to say All goodbye. Right. And when I give my closing line,
Bye.
Then you wave. Not
Bye.
Now. You don't wave now.
Bye.
You wave at the...
Bye. All right, do your closing.
All right, everybody. I'm not sure where you're listening from. Thank you for tuning in. I do apologize for being late. Thanks for tuning in around the planet. Not sure where you are. It could be from anywhere. AM, FM, Sirius, XM, or perhaps you're tuning in on the Armed Service Radio Network. We are trying to do the video portion of this. We'll get our coloring and stuff down as we go. We'll try to put baby down for a nap so she can make it a whole hour without yawning 13 times. And I think we're going to have
you
to
just
adjust.
Said yawn.
So I said it. It's the power of suggestion. I say the word and you do it. Let's try that again. Sex. Come on. Word association.
Don't say that word.
Sex.
Don't say the wire.
Or yawn.
Don't.
We're going to have to adjust her medication so that she can learn to complete sentences too. Because every single live stream, you know, is back when planes could fly. Every episode we get one of those. Thank you guys.
I'm going to cry.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
I'm going to cry.
We appreciate you. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. Say goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Life is away.